Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover a little about Eastern Red Cedars and go over lots of programming on our extension calendar for the upcoming year. But first, from all of us here in the McPherson County Extension Office, we hope you had a Merry Christmas and we want to wish you a happy and prosperous New Year. From our families to yours, happy holidays. And now in my farming news, as we approach the end of the holiday, the evergreen Eastern Red Cedar seems to be an appropriate species to highlight. Despite being native to the Great Plains, Eastern Red Cedar escapes from shelter belts and ornamental plantings have resulted in widespread infestation of range and pasture that often require management. It is thought that this tree was originally confined to ridges and bluffs, but is now found in diverse sites, ranging from rocky uplands to swampy bottomlands. Eastern Red Cedars do provide food and shelter for many wildlife animals, but consuming leaves may be harmful to pregnant cows. Eastern Red Cedars can be recognized by its opposite evergreen leaves. Eastern Red Cedar is a dioecious species, meaning some plants only produce male reproductive structures while others only female structures. Eastern Red Cedar berries are actually female cones. Cones are small and blue to purple in color and covered with a white wax. Each cone contains 1 to 3 small egg-shaped seeds. Pollen cones are found at the end of the branches. Eastern Red Cedars can be managed with prescribed fire, especially trees that are less than 3 foot tall. For the larger trees, cutting below the lowest branches is very effective because these trees do not resprout. There are some effective herbicides, however, control by broadcast application decreases rapidly as the tree height increases. Soil-applicated herbicides can also control Eastern Red Cedars, including some power pellets. In addition, grazing management that promotes the healthy grass sward is important to preventing the spread of the Eastern Red Cedar. In my extension calendar, we are just past halfway of our 10-part Zoom series for landowners with small acreage in agriculture. Our next Zoom program will be January 7th at 7 p.m., covering pastures and hay care. Please visit our McPherson County website or social media post for more information on the upcoming or recording of any of our past presentations. If you have any questions about this, you can call me at the office. And for all of our Green Thumb and Community Gardeners out there, January starts our Master Gardeners Education programs for the spring. Our first program will be January 28th, starting at 7 p.m., and we will have Ariel Whiteley Knoll covering houseplants. This will be a Zoom meeting, and we will have question and answering after her presentation. The 2021 Winter Corn Management Schools, typically held in person in January, are moving to a virtual format. Kansas Corn is working with K-State Research and Extension to put together a web page to house all the presentations to be viewed virtually on demand. In addition, there will be a series of 3 webinars in January and February that will each include 2 presentations with time for live questions. There will be a registration page set up for the event, so please call the Extension office if you want to register for the Corn Management Schools. On a holiday note, our office will be reopened for the new year starting January 4th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a happy new year.